Hey everyone, it's Arkeem Ra. I just wanted to make a quick video because I'm kind of inspired by a situation going on right now. So basically, there's this guy that worked for Nickelodeon. His name was Dan Schneider. And well, obviously it doesn't take much of a guess to figure out what I'm going to say. He was a predator, and he preyed on these kids on Nickelodeon. And basically what this is this whole situation is insane. Let me do this a screen share here. All right. So what we have here is, of course, people have been talking about this forever. People have been talking about this for years, the Dan Schneider from Nickelodeon thing. But obviously the New York Post is talking about it now, so we might actually see some repercussions, even though it was all out in the open. But yeah, so what I want to highlight here is this is connected to Satanism. There really isn't that much evidence to show that, but I do believe that these people are Satanists that ran that ran Nickelodeon. It's basically like a same shit, different pile. When it comes to the Disney model, these are mind control victims. That were handed over to these people by their parents willingly. And who knows? I've talked about it before, that some of these people, like Britney Spears, for example, that's not her real name. That was a name that was given to her. Her real name is something else. It's in my memory. I feel like it might have been Cassandra Fisher or something like that. I don't know where that comes from, but how the fuck would I know? But I think her real name was Cassandra Fisher. I'm not sure. I'm not claiming that, but I do know that she's not really Britney Spears. That's not her real dad. That's an implanted dad. Her parents signed over a contract, with them to give them fake give. Sorry, I'm gonna stop the share here for a second. Her parents signed Britney over, and it's the same thing with Justin Timberlake and all these Disney kid stars, Disney Club stars. Their parents would hand them over to Disney, and they would sign a contract with Disney, and the contract basically said, "Hey, you're giving signing over your rights to your kids for to us. They're gonna work for us. They're gonna be their hair color now. Like they would even change their hair color if they felt it." Make them wear certain contacts to have certain colored eyes, and there'd be clauses in there that they get fined and stuff. If and this is something that's it's there's a disclosure agreement. So what, before you even go into that room, you sign a disclosure agreement where you can get a lot of trouble for even talking about this stuff. And essentially, what they used to do, and I don't know how easy it is to do now with social media and everybody's life being public, so public. But what they used to do is they used to literally take kids and give them new identities, give them new parents who are their MK Ultra handlers, and then thrust them in these programs. And I'm not claiming that that's exactly what happened with the Nickelodeon situation, but it sure to me sounds like it's the same. It sounds like it's the same shit, different pile. They probably even work with the Disney people and followed their model and even knew them. But basically, what I'm trying to show here is this is disturbing as fuck. Okay, there's this guy here. Now I'm gonna do the share screen again. There's this guy here. Well, I want to let me share my screen. Okay, just a second, guys. It's asking me like options about sharing my screen. Share screen. Okay, yeah, I don't need options. I just want to share my screen. Okay, cool. All right, so. Yeah, so they're talking about this now, and what's really disturbing to this to me about this is there's this kid named there's this guy Daniel Peck who worked on the show. Now, hold on, I'm having an Brian Peck, excuse me, Brian Peck. Now, what he got charged with assaulting this guy right here, Drake Bell, when he was 15 years old. Okay, and this guy Brian Peck, he had a pen pal relationship with John Wayne Gacy. Okay, now think about that, people. A pen pal relationship with John Wayne Gacy, and a painting hanging up. All right, now, I'm going to show you some other messed up stuff here. Now, this guy here is named Sloan. Okay. And he's just like this guy that runs a YouTube channel, and he's like a celebrity gossip kind of guy, right? Like, which I normally don't hold too much respect for those kind of individuals, but he's basically been a pioneer. Like, he decided to go deeper with the celebrity gossip thing because he was finding out some heavy shit. And so he's been exposing this situation with Daniel Schneider for like 4 years. And so what I'm going to show you here is like, so this is the kid who apparently the model of how Brian Peck would assault these kids as he would drug them and then make them do what they wanted. Now look at like this is a public humiliation ritual. Look at this shit, people.
Deep, deep sleep.
Sir, if you're trying to hypnotize me, it's not happening. It only works on idiots.
Kyle Sullivan. In 3 seconds, he'll do whatever I say.
No, I will not.
One, two,
It's ridiculous.
three. Kyle Sullivan. Act like a chicken.
It's just to me.
Saying pass.
It's mocking them as MK Ultra victims, mind controlled. They're gonna do whatever these people tell them to do. It's a humiliation ritual. And I'm gonna back up a little bit and show. Hold on here. I want to show you guys the actual painting. It's not loading. Hold on here. Let's do a little refresh. Why don't we? Should help. And then,
Pound holding
yeah, this is the
balloons, which
painting that he had up in this King Planet of the Apes room that he had at his house, Brian Peck. And so he had this painting, and one of these kids went in there, saw the painting, okay? He saw the painting on the wall, saw it was from John Wayne Gacy, and even this 14-year-old kid knew who John Wayne Gacy was. So he invited the parents in the room, and they saw the painting. And Brian Peck wasn't intimidated or scared at all. He's like, "Yeah, check out my painting from John Wayne Gacy." And the parents were fine with it. If that's not mind-controlled parents, if that's not handlers, I don't know what the fuck is, people. What is it then? Some of you are parents watching this. Can you imagine finding out that this guy who is alone with your kids every day has a fucking social relationship with John Wayne fucking Gacy, and you still send him to the studio, and it gets crazier. It gets crazier. It gets even crazier. So, Disney, after this happened, it all got swept on the rug. It's finally, this is a decade later that it's becoming public, right? Finally, it's becoming public that this Brian Peck guy did all this stuff, and he's a creep, and he literally should be in prison. I don't know how he isn't. And what was I gonna say? I'm looking at this article right now. I just wanna and there's lots of really messed up rumors, like Dan Schneider got Jamie Lynn Spears pregnant, which seems to have a lot of credence. Which obviously, like I said, it's a mind fake family. They're not even really sisters, dude. Like, fake family, MK Ultra family, mind control family. They use it to do sexual programming on people. It's all very satanic. There's subliminal messaging in Britney Spears' music that has to do with programming people to be attracted to like high school girls and stuff like that. It's other people have talked about it. Like, there's programming in it. And of course, you got Ariana Grande, who is not talking about what's going on here. But I've talked about how I'm kind of just doing a flow of consciousness here, guys. But like Ariana Grande, I've talked about how it was paired with Mac Miller, and she keeps p getting paired with people because their assets were waking up, and she was totally put in his life to destroy him. And he is a Montauk. Mac Miller's Montauk, and a lot of the music that he made is music that you like from the 50s and stuff like that. It's not just the music he put out that you know and love from him now. He's like me. He's had songs stolen from him. in these programs. At Montauk, he made music. He is a Mont Mac Miller was a Montauk Time soldier, and I find it very not a coincidence at all that Ariana Grande is part of this MK Ultra batch of kids that came out of Nickelodeon. I don't think that's a coincidence at all. It's another one of those things where it all lines up. It all lines up. So, but yeah, so anyway, Brian Peck, even after like being convicted of assaulting a Drake Bell, who was 15, okay, and he even says, well, this is a quote, by the way. Why don't you think of the worst stuff that someone could do to someone, a sexual assault, and then I'll answer your question. That's when they're asked what he did to him. That's what he said. And obviously, this guy's got a pen pal relationship with a serial killer. I don't think that has hit, I that doesn't surprise me. And the parents knew this. These kids' parents knew that this guy had a writing relation, a pen pal relationship with John Wayne fucking Gacy. Like that should just be the fucking nail in the coffin. These people are Satanists. They're psychotic. They created, it's not a club, like George Collins said. It's not a little club and you're not invited. It's a fucking cult, a satanic cult, where they are doing adrenochrome, they're assaulting children. It's not some at, oh, these guys got power and pulled some strings. No, Disney hired Daniel Peck for another kids show. I think it was Zoey 101 or something like that. They hired him after he was, yeah, the light, no, the Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Disney hired him in 2006, and he continued a career in the entertainment industry. Time's up, you fucking sick fuckers. You're done. This is public knowledge now. It's in the fucking New York Post.
The pickle boy.
And the pickle, of course, there's the pickle boy sketch. I mean, it seems like minute compared to the rest of it. But yeah, there's also a sketch where Brian Peck would come on the show with a bunch of phallic pickles and stuff like that. Now, I want to go back to, and there's just so much stuff. There's a documentary coming out called Quiet on Set. I highly recommend you watch it. Okay, I really do highly recommend you watch it. Now, another interesting thing I want to point out too that isn't directly connected to this, but is the Steven Spielberg thing. Now, if you were a purveyor of this channel and watched a lot of my interviews, you've probably heard what Daryl James said is the insider knowledge, the secret space program people know about Steven Spielberg is basically is a monster. He's a monster. Go back and watch the Daryl James interview. That girl from the movie Poltergeist that died with they put a statue up her apparently. The Oscar she won, they sodomized her with it. I don't know if I can say that on YouTube or not. Just absolutely, this guy's a fucking monster. Absolute monster. And fortunately, Sloan, like I said, he's very mainstream, pretty normal, non-conspiracy type people watch his channel. And that's why I'm giving him a shout out on my much smaller channel, because I just like the fact that he's showing this stuff and he does a really good job. I don't have the production value this guy
talk about Spielberg. Steven Spielberg is
Were you surprised when you saw all these accusations of harassment in Hollywood?
It was I surprised? I wasn't. You can't not know that this has been going on rapidly. I can't even tell you how many decades.
Tell us a secret about Steven Spielberg. He eats babies, whole babies.
Steven Spielberg has been able to.
Now we know that they do this shit. I know that they do that. They do eat babies. These people are fucking that psychotic. They do that. Like, and he's just joking about it. He's just, oh, funny. No, dude, that's real. They do that shit. Like,
Skate around controversy throughout his career. He has had plenty of accusers,
okay,
whether they
so
worked on.
one of the first things they talk about how Indiana Jones, they wanted the main character that Indiana Jones fell in love with to be a prepubescent girl, like an underage girl.
side to it. So there's going to be a lot of reading in this next bit, but pretty much this is the conversation between these men on how this story would go. And I think it speaks a lot to their character. George said, "I was thinking that this old guy could have been his mentor. He could have known this little girl when she was just a kid, had an affair with her when she was 11. Lauren said, "And he was 42.
So that's enough, guys. Like, that should be enough for you to understand where these people's heads are at. What they think is okay, what they think is funny, what they think is innocent, that should tell you right there.
15-year-old in a relationship with a 27-year-old.
Wait, what? I'm just...
Yeah, so basically, that's how normalized it is. And there's more stuff. They talk about Jurassic Park. They talk about Roman Polanski, who he's actually got convicted of some stuff and flew to Europe. And there's just a whole bunch of stuff. Oprah is mentioned in here. Of course, she's evil and is part of the whole trafficking operations that are going on connected to Epstein and everything else. And yeah, it's basically I highly recommend the video because James comes on the show, or excuse me, not James, Daryl James came on the show and he made a very big, bold claim, right? And the reality is there's a lot of evidence backing it up. It's all right out in the open. They didn't even try to hide this stuff. They all thought it was okay. And now we just have a voice, like a microphone that we can, like a megaphone that we can speak into and say stuff's not okay. They thought this stuff was all okay. So what I'm trying to really get at here, though, people, is it gets a lot deeper than what you're seeing here on a surface level. Now, this is just people are going to be freaked out by this, normal people, that when they find the truth about Steven Spielberg, when they find the truth about Nickelodeon. But what I want you all to understand is it's much deeper than creepy men who got positions of power. This is part of the satanic cult that is at all corners of the globe, who I've literally heard one of these motherfuckers say, like in the here and now, I heard him say, "We can kill and sacrifice any child that we want on this planet per our religion. We are allowed to. Go ahead and go to the police. We own them. They will do nothing. I will laugh at you. You're not safe from these people." That's the problem. That's why no one's called them out. It's because anybody who tries to is afraid. But now we have a guy like Sloan. Do you think Sloan was hanging out with these people, saw something he wasn't supposed to? That's the difference now. And there's so much information of whistleblowers and people who sounded the alarms on things that we've got guys like Sloan who just got a YouTube. They're just doing research on celebrity drama, and they're finding this truth because it's all out there in the open and the internet exists. I have to warn y'all that when the solar flare happens in the future, if it does happen, believe me, they try to prevent it as hard as they can because they don't want it to happen either. But if they do, if it does happen, they're going to take advantage of it. They're going to try to shut us down so bad. So that's why we need to take the opportunity we have now to spread this knowledge, because they're going to try to turn it off. But I don't foresee that happening in this timeline. There's already been like 3 or 4 times where a solar flare was supposed to happen and it didn't. That's part of the time travel projects and everything else, is they actually want to keep Earth in a good spot and not have solar flares happen. These people want to harvest your energy, and they need the electrical grid up to do it. They need the electrical grid up to send thoughts into your brain and control people's minds, which I might be less... They're doing that to people. They are literally controlling people's minds. They're putting suggestive thought into things and then making people do stuff. And the people don't realize that some outside force made them do the thing. That's mind control. But what I'm getting at, people, is this gets deeper. There are clones of all these assets. They can kill them over and over again. Sacrifice them over and over again for rituals. And they do. And they really get off on it. Like, they got off. I remember this. I remember experiencing this personally. And I remember that they would ask me I remembered them every time I woke up. And when I didn't remember the guy that would pick me up to bring me to this Dennis Pop and all those creeps, when I didn't remember him, he was really entertained by it. They thought it was really funny. And they would kill me over and over again. Over and over again. And that's why Dennis Pop's studio was called Chiron Studios. It was called Chiron Studios because Chiron was the Greek god who had healing abilities but was wounded and longed for death and could not escape life because he was immortal. So they named their studio Chiron Studios on purpose for a reason. There's this thing you can look up documentary about Dennis Pop. It's the hit light. This red light would go on in his room. Have you ever heard of the Red Rooms? It's connected to the Red Rooms. It's connected to ritual torture. They were siphoning the Lush energy into the songs to make them more potent and make them more powerful. All right? I know some shit, people. I have seen some shit. I know the fucking truth about what these people are and how psychotic they are. They do eat babies. They do kill. They're uber rich of this world. There's like rituals where like a girl or sometimes a man will wake up in a room. And then guys that elite people will have paid to go in there and rape them and kill them. And then they just wake up and they think it was a nightmare or something, but it actually happened to them. This is the kind of stuff that they're doing in these programs. These uber elite people can they can pay money to spend time with anyone they want in one of these rooms, in one of these secure facilities where no one can find out about it because they technically don't exist. They're not on the map anymore. They're underground or even sometimes off-world and stuff. That's where this goes. That's how deep this goes. These people know about this shit. These people are working with this stuff. There's this MK Ultra. This is the Illuminati. This is connected to Satanism. This is connected to Ordo Templum Nephilim, which, as far as I know, I'm the only person talking about that. This is an organization, okay? This isn't, like I said, I'm just reiterating, this isn't random men who've come into power. And it turns out they're creeps. No. Disney literally hired, okay, Brian Peck after he was convicted of sexually assaulting Drake Bell. They hired him to work on another kid's show. That should tell you everything that you need to know about who these people are and where they stand. Boycott Disney. Don't give them their fucking money. Pirate their shit if you want to watch it. Fuck them. I shouldn't say that, but don't pirate it, actually. I can't say that. Pirating is illegal and that's bad, and actually I don't recommend that. Watch something else. Don't give Nickelodeon your money. Don't give Disney your money. They're evil. Like that's the bottom line. And there's proof now. There's unequivocal proof, and there's no reason to give these people our money anymore.